The Refreshment Club, electrically transcribed for radio and presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Don McNeil, our entertaining master of ceremonies, is waiting to bring us today's meeting of the Refreshment Club. So get ready for another rollicking half hour of good songs, good music, and good fun. On these informal get-togethers every day at this time, Mondays through Fridays, your host is the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. And we hope that our Refreshment Club programs, like frosty bottles of Coca-Cola from your own refrigerator, will give you a welcome pause in your day's routine and leave you happily refreshed. The Refreshment Club will come to order. Please answer as your name is called. Clark Dennis.
Here I be.
Helen Jane Belke.
Here.
The Ranch Boys.
Here.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
Good. And that makes it unanimous. The meeting is yours, Don.
All right. Refreshment Club friends, let's go through our little daily ritual together. You all ready? Okay. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Ah, good old ice cold Coca-Cola. All right, Walter, strike up the band. Striking up the band. Clark Dennis, our Refreshment Club tenor, or Butch as we sometimes call him, is in front of the microphone now in his customary stance. Oh, say, Clark, notice anything different here today?
No, I don't believe I do. Let's see. The band looks the same as usual. Blaufuss looks a little tired out. That's as usual.
That's right. That's no, I mean, look closely now. I'm not going to give you a hint, but...
No.
Look over here at this way.
No, I still don't see anything unusual, Don.
This way.
No.
No hint or anything, but... See?
No. Can't catch on.
I don't know. You know, you ought to get trained in observation, Clark. A good way to train your power of observation is to glance at a clock and then describe it minutely. Or else look at a peacock and describe it in detail. But can't you get what I'm driving at here looking? I was in the barber shop yesterday.
Well, that's nothing unusual. I often go to the barber shop myself.
No. Here, Clark, look it. Put your hand right here on top of my head. Now, what does it remind you of?
Well, it reminds me of a play I saw last night, Don.
What play?
Dead End.
Oh, my. There's gratitude for you. I spend my time building up these things. What do I get? Abuse. Dead End. What are you going to sing? Dennis.
I'm going to sing Empty Saddles.
Empty Saddles. That's from my mother's old singing tea kettle on the stove, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Rhythm on the Range. Yes. Go ahead. Grab it.
There's something strange in the old corral. There's a breeze, though the wind has died. Though I'm alone in the old corral, seems there is someone at my side. Empty saddles in the old corral, where do you ride tonight? Are you rounding up the doggies, the strays of long ago? Are you on the trail of Buffalo? Empty saddles in the old corral, where do you ride tonight? Are there rustlers on the border, or a band of Navajo? Are you heading for the Alamo? Empty guns covered with rust, where do you talk tonight? Empty boots covered with dust, where do you walk tonight? Empty saddles in the old corral, my tears would be dried tonight if you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old corral. Empty saddles in the old corral.
That was very, very nice. A song written by a merry-go-round operator during the Depression. Empty Saddles. Very nicely sung, though, Clark. I take it all back, Dead End. That's all right. Maybe you're right. You think maybe you've got something there. You'll have a lot of followers in that respect, I'm sure. Frankie Papila makes his appearance now on our refreshment club. You've heard Frankie before, and I'm sure you'll be glad to hear him again. Frankie is one of the greatest accordionists in this or any other country, I'd say, without fear of contradiction, too. Frankie, you originally hail from St. Louis, don't you?
Yes. That's right.
And you come from a large Italian musical family, don't you?
Right.
How many were there in your family, Frankie?
Eight.
Eight? How many of them played musical instruments?
Five.
Five. And three to go.
Three
to go. Did any others play accordions?
Yes, four more.
Four more besides yourself? Boy, oh boy. Think of Santa Claus coming down that Papila chimney with four accordions every year. Well, that's really something. I want to spell out Frankie's name because sometimes it's kind of hard to get. Papila, it's spelled P-A-P-I-L-E, right?
Right.
Papila. Pa as in father, peel as in potatoes, and la as in la-di-da. This morning, Frankie's going to play an Italian number, Funiculi Funicula, which is inspired by the railroad they have over there, a funicular railroad they have over there in Italy. A lot of cogs that go way up a mountain. You know that, Frankie, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where is that? Naples, is it?
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. As Frankie says, it's in Italy, a funicular railroad, and they go to a lot of trouble. That's why you hear the expression over there, so many funiculi people. All right. Funiculi, funicula. Frankie Papila, St. Louis. Thank you. Attaboy, Frankie. Swell. Ah, sir, I got a big boot out of that. My geography teacher used to ask me to describe the shape of Italy. I always got a big boot out of that, too. The Ranch Boys, who make their appearance this day every week around the Refreshment Club, to sing those songs of the West, and they really feel that way about the West, from whence they came. Jack Ross, one of their members, wrote a little poem about the West, which we're going to use this morning to introduce their number. Have you seen the sun as it sinks in the west paint the desert a golden hue, while towering peaks as guardians stand in their twilight cloaks of blue? Have you seen the curtains of night pinned back when the western stars hang low and the moon casts a spell across the land with her mystic silvery glow? Have you ever been held in nature's arms and felt that you were blessed? If you have, then I know you'll understand when I say I long for the west.
The sky and the stars and the whole world is ours when we rest at the end of the trail. We're weary and tired. But we'll rest at the end of the trail. We'll stand by the fire where there's nothing to do when we rest at the end of the trail. If we feel like moping, we'll hitch to a star. So just keep on moping, it's not very far. We're weary and tired, our work is all through. But we'll rest at the end.
Very nice, boys, very nice. Here's that expression that some of us like to substitute sometimes for, oh, yeah, or you're telling me. I bet you tell that to all the girls. Tell that to all the girls. Hey, boys. On the other hand, Bob Denton, our recording secretary, has a word for all the girls listening in that's really worth listening to.
Many women are serving bottled Coca-Cola with food at parties because Coca-Cola is the natural partner of good things to eat. But there's no need to wait for a party to enjoy Coca-Cola with food at home. Just as people are drinking Coca-Cola with their lunch at restaurants and cafeterias, so, too, women at home are making lunchtime refreshment time with ice-cold bottled Coca-Cola. The delicious flavor of Coca-Cola adds zest to food at mealtime. The sparkling refreshment of Coca-Cola adds zest to living at any time. And with frosty bottles of Coca-Cola in your refrigerator, refreshment time can be any time. With meals, during the busy day when you pause to rest, when the children come home from school, or when hungry kitchen pirates raid the icebox on their way to bed. You can get Coca-Cola at dealers all over the city in the handy six-bottle carton designed especially for your convenience. Put Coca-Cola on your shopping list now and get a carton of a half dozen bottles the next time you visit your favorite store. All right, Don, the meeting's yours again.
All right. Helen Jane Belkey, you help me out here, will you?
Okay, Don.
I know that you're very, very good in arithmetic. I mentioned here before in the freshman club that you're a Phi Belkey Kappa from the University of Minnesota. So, I'm going to give you a very simple little problem.
I was afraid of this.
Oh, shucks, it's very easy. All right, see if I'm right on this, will you? I'll do the problem for you this morning.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, you just see if I'm right on it, because I never know whether I'm right or wrong. All right. One and one are two, and if one and one should marry, how is it in a year or so there's often two and one to carry?
Huh? You're not wrong.
Yeah. Is that right?
That's right.
All right.
You ought to know.
Yeah. Telling me, we have two to carry. You know, Carol Martin here in our trombone section, he's the trombone section, as a matter of fact. Please go away and let me sleep, Martin. You know how well he likes to sleep? Well, he's suffering from insomnia these days. Oh, he wakes up every 2-3 days now.
Yeah,
it's terrible. And he was talking to me about it, and he said he went to his doctor about the thing, and his lack of sleep, the doctor called it neuroinsomnia parallaxitis. See? Of course,
right.
I've had it for 6 months. We call it a baby at home. Try and sleep when you got a little 6-month-old child going coo, coo, coo.
I bet.
If you want to call it that. we didn't get very far with our problems, though, did we, Helen Jane?
No.
I don't know. I don't know whether I was right on that thing or not. Do you think so?
I think you were done.
I can be wrong, you know. Let's get into this number some way.
All right.
Can be wrong.
So can I.
Can you?
I? Yes.
What
can
is
I
the name
wrong?
Of the number? Can I be wrong? Yeah, we got into it. I thought.
Can I be wrong, or is this real? Wish I could feel no one would steal your heart away. Can I be wrong, or will this last? Will each day be bright as the past? Tell me, can I be wrong? You'll find my love will ever be faithful and true. And keep it forever with you. You're part of me, and you belong here in my arms. You are my song, so how can I be wrong? You'll find my love will ever and true, so take my heart and keep it forever with you. Now you're part of me, you belong in my arms. Here's my song, so
memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with the sweetest story ever told. Well, you probably remember the story of John Milton, the great poet, how he loved life and beauty, and then was stricken with blindness, and his whole wonderful world became darkness. Now, many of you refreshment clubbers have hardships to overcome, too, I know. But did Milton despair when he went blind? No. Here's what he wrote. When I consider how my light is spent, ere half my days in this dark world and wide, and that one talent, which is death to hide, lodged with me useless, though my soul more bent to serve therewith my Maker and present my true account, lest he returning chide, doth God exact day labor, light denied? I fondly ask, but patience to prevent that murmur soon replies, God doth not need either man's work or his own gifts. Who best bear his mild yoke, they serve him best. His state is kingly, thousands at his bidding speed and post o'er land and ocean without rest. They also serve who only stand and wait. Maybe that's the sweetest story ever told. Back from our memories into the swing of refreshment clubbing again with the ranch boys and a whoopee tie-eye, boys, this time. Yes, indeed. We're a little lax on the whoopee tie-eyes on the first appearance of the ranch boys today. Jack, when you heard me talking about having a couple of little children at home, I noticed your ears perk up there.
Why, sure, Don.
You ever
see my children?
No.
Say, I've got so many that if you sneak up and throw a rock in the roof of my house, you'd think school let out. That's a fact.
You really got them there, huh? Yeah. How about the rest of the boy?
Well, Curly's doing right well. Shorty, he's not doing so good.
No?
No.
Well, now, Shorty. Jack, remember the old days of the West?
Yeah, I sure do, Don.
Times are a lot different out there now, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, a lot different.
You know, I often think... You used to see a horse go along, and when it saw an automobile, it'd hop all around the road, you know?
Yeah.
Only time a horse gets scared these days is when it meets another horse. Yeah, the great old open spaces. There's a lot of difference now in those little old hometowns then and now, too. About 20 years ago, the boys used to sit on the old pickle keg, you know, and talk. Of course, now they sit on bread boxes. There isn't much difference. They're still sitting there and talking, huh? Another advantage of those great open spaces, you don't step on any chewing gum out there, do you, boy?
No, I just say no.
What kind of songs do you sing out there?
We're going to sing about an old fellow that lived out there, Don.
What's it called?
Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Oh, let's have it.
Keep always sing ragged music to the cattle as he swing. Back and forward in the saddle on a horse that was syncopated gator. There was such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear the fellow's gun, and the western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe.
Come on, Joe.
Now out in Arizona where the bad men are, the only friend to guide you is that evening star, the roughest, toughest man before was
ragtime cowboy Joe.
Well, he got his name singing to the cows and sheep. Every night he'd sing his herds to sleep in a bass voice so rich and deep, tune so soft and low.
He'd always sing raggedy music to the cattle as he swing. Back and forward in the saddle on a horse that was syncopated gaited. There was such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear the fella's gun, and the western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe.
Tell him.
Now Joe's in the city where the boys all go every night, is singing on the radio, standing there grinning and swaying to and fro,
ragtime cowboy Joe.
Well, he's used to sing to the cows and sheep. Now we're singing pretty little girls to sleep, but back in Arizona where the dogies roll, he's still old cowboy Joe.
He'd always sing raggedy music to the cattle as he swing, back and forward in the saddle on a horse. There was syncopated gator, there was such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear the fella's gun, and the western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe.
Now it's classic time on the Refreshment Club. And here's one of your favorite overtures by Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshmenteers, the Poet and Peasant Overture. That was one of your favorite overtures. Overture House, Poet and Peasant. You know, the season for poets is 52 weeks out of the year, but the peasant season here is only 5 days, so we wanted to get them both in. Hope you liked it. And so we adjourn our meeting of the Refreshment Club for today. We'll be back again tomorrow. We hope you will, too. You'll hear Clark Dennis, Helen Jane Belke, Walter Blaufuss, and the Refreshment Club Orchestra. And two of the boys have something very special for you. I'll be with you, too. This is Don McNeil reminding you, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.